Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 10 a.m, and I'm joined by Matt Brown, who's an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. Yourself?
I'm very bright and breezy. Obviously, the holiday on Monday, it throws you, it ruins your natural rhythm and sleeping cycle and everything, but you know, you've got to get to learn to live with that one.
It's a long, short week.
Exactly, yes.
What's
any headlines for you at the moment, or has it's gone a bit quiet ahead of the Fed and the non-farm payrolls?
Yeah, exactly. I think the Fed's driving it. Don't expect any shockers out there from the Fed. Non-farm payrolls on Friday. We've got ADP numbers due today, which in the past have been an indicator, but have started to get it a little bit wrong. And the election on the weekend, I think we'll all be tuning into that, maybe.
Right, okay. Let's go on to the most popular business in finance. Overnight, Apple Inc. Reported a surprise fall in iPhone sales for its second quarter on Tuesday, indicating that customers may have held back purchases in anticipation of the 10th anniversary edition of the company's most important product later this year. A bit of a yawn, really, there. They had had something of a Samsung dividend, didn't they? And presumably that's worn off after the exploding phones or whatever Samsung was making beforehand. And in fact, if you look at it, you know, given the new iPhone 8 being so close, it's surprising anybody's buying anything.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of moving parts here. I mean, for Apple actually trading off about 2-3% in the after hours and in pre-market this morning, for Apple, that's not a big move. It can usually be volatile over numbers. Slightly disappointing regarding sales of iPhone, whether people are going to go for the, I don't know what we're up to, iPhone 8, 9, 10 or whatever.
Apparently it's 8.
I mean, the problem is, I guess, certainly in the UK, when you look at two-year contracts now, people are locked in. It used to be a year, so I think people are mindful of keeping up to date with the new phone, so maybe they're holding back. But other parts of Apple seem to be performing quite well, and people are loyal to the brand, as you've already said, the Samsung dividend. I think they probably got a few people back that they lost to Samsung. Not great numbers. We'll be down probably on the open in the US, but not as bad as they could have been potentially.
Okay, let's go on to Sainsbury's. Profits fall after pivotal year. Pivotal meaning presumably that they haven't made as much money as they wanted to.
Well, exactly. We saw a similar thing. Pivotal seems to be the new word, the key word for companies when they underperform slightly. AstraZeneca used the word last week. It's like strong and stable for the Tories. Pivotal is the new key word. Well, what does that mean? Well, look, the grocers aren't performing that well. It's a tough market out there. Not selling enough fruit and veg or whatever. But the standout, Argos, actually performing. I think when Sainsbury's bought Argos or took Argos into the fold, people were saying, is this the right deal to do? It's actually performing well and actually helped massaging the sales figures to the upside. Interesting for Sainsbury's, we had last week Marks & Spencer's talking or chatter over the weekend about a tie-up with Ocado. Sainsbury's with Argos already have in place a whole delivery network and system in place. So actually, over the coming years, this might pan out to be a very good trade for Sainsbury's, especially with margins being reduced in the grocery sector.
I mean, the only issue, I suppose, well, the issue for all of these companies is the Amazon effect.
Exactly, and they've got to look ahead, look over their shoulder. Amazon and Ocado are the...
Given the choice between, shopping through Amazon or Argos, you know, you'd always be biased towards Amazon. Just sounds better.
Well, of course, but you don't actually have to go into Argos anymore. I mean, here's a model where
that's a relief, actually, isn't it?
Where they put all the stuff that they actually have out the back rather than the opposite. It always confused me, but Argos has turned around and Sainsbury's are benefiting from that, so that could see them leap above the likes of Morrison, Tesco's, etc. With that Argos brand.
So hopefully next year will not be pivotal.
If you see another pivotal year, it means that they've turned full circle and sold off Argos.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide here. Macron and Le Pen to square off in French pre-election TV debate. Well, we've got covered that basically. Just have to wait and see on that.
Yeah, that's the last one, I think, before they go to the polls on Sunday.
Right. Commentary from the Investors Chronicle. And this refers to a US territory, presumably not the United Kingdom, which has defaulted on about $1.3 billion in state debt. But a rushed rescue plan meant that bondholders had to give the island time to try and cobble a deal together. This is Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, indeed. Not huge news, to be honest, but this will be the biggest restructure of municipal bonds. I think they owe about 70 billion. So it'd be interesting to watch. Will it move the markets?
It's nothing these days, 70 billion, is it? No. I mean, Apple could just like pay for that.
True. They could own Puerto Rico.
It's a good idea. They should do that. Make iPhones there. Next up, we've got an economic calendar, ADP employment, as you suggested mm-hmm. earlier, market services, PMI, ISM non-manufacturing from the US as well, and EIA crude oil stocks change. But the highlight of the day has got to be the Fed rate decision and policy. Well, it's a policy statement.
Yeah, it's all about the policy statement. It's going to be unchanged. Actually, there probably won't be that many tweaks in the statement tonight, but certainly look out for that. That's the key highlight for today.
Okay, and moving along to FX sentiment powered by Oanda and dollar Canadian. I looked at it yesterday. It seems to be going through the roof, 137 now, which is a counter indicator here from the clients who are 70% short, hopefully, or hoping that the market will turn around. Same with euro dollar as well. Short there up to the eyeballs. And interestingly enough, long up to the eyeballs of silver.
Yeah, that's an interesting trade. You'd think gold would be moving up as well. But
both looking rather sickly, but silver the one that they're really trying to bottom fish there after recent weakness. Next up, we've got Investors Intelligence, the S&P 500, the bull bear spread returned to the danger zone at 40.6%. That is up from 36.8% last time and 31.4% late March. I think it was the last time the market topped out or tried to top out. If the NYSE indices set new records, we may near that for another sign or need that for another sign. The market top is nearly done forming. But the message here really is it's almost pointless trying to work out a top in any of these markets.
Yeah, onwards and upwards. But it feels we're at a crossroads at the moment.
Pivotal. We're at a pivotal point.
Pivotal is going to be the key word for today.
Exactly, yes. Next, we've got the Co report, also looking at the S&P. Consolidation below 2400 level continues with indicators unwinding. The index could hit fresh highs. So the RSI was sort of low 60s. So there is room there for a new move to the upside. Mm-hmm. Although it wouldn't be pretty if we failed at 2400 again, I think, after three
goes. Testing it three times. How much more have you got in it? But there is potential upside.
Okay.
As it says on the RSI.
Let's go on to the trade of the day, Anglo-American daily chart, head and shoulders breakdown, which is it's been a breakdown for quite a long time, actually, if you look at it, since the beginning of the year. Bearish engulfing pattern, sell around £10.65, objective £9.10, stops above £11.45. I think the only point to note there, which is not shown on that chart, is that we are very near the 200-day moving average. So technical people like me probably would have one final throw of the dice on the long side just to see whether we can get lucky with
try and catch that bounce. Yeah.
Catch a bounce. Going on to broker recommendations, Just Eat, I think three executives have headed for the exit there in the recent past, presumably scared or maybe defecting to Deliveroo or other or Hungry Horse or other places like that, or setting up their own Just Eat. But Deutsche Bank still maintaining a buy recommendation of £7.25 price target. Deutsche Bank, a bank that I respect highly, enough to put them on here every day almost. Then Whitbread, a target upgrade there from Deutsche up to £44 from £41, which you would have thought is a little bit enthusiastic at this stage of the game. And then finally, Barclays, where CEO Jess Staley is having an annus horribilis now with KKR, and whistleblowers. I can't remember what else he's been in the firing line with.
I mean, he makes Bob Diamond seem like he was Teflon. Bring him back. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'd like to bring back. I always liked Bob. I didn't see what was wrong with him. No wrongdoing and everything.
Pivotal point for Barclays. Time to bring Bob back.
Exactly, yes. Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thanks for opening the TIP TV Finance Show today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.